You're listening to the Energy of Business and Life show. I'm your host, Melissa Zosky, your Wealth and Energy Alignment mentor, and I run a successful business and online magazine. It's my pleasure and passion to help you shine your brilliance throughout this beautiful world of ours. You can create a sustainable business while still feeling at ease and having the freedom to enjoy your life to the fullest, have amazing health, and a family balance. The paralyzing effects of burnout as well as health challenges, which can easily make you want to give up on all your dreams, is a very real thing. It's something I've known personally and overcome. I'm here to help you create a business and life that lights you up right now and step into that next level, no matter how far away it may seem. If you have any questions or want to learn more about me, please visit my website at melissazosky.com. So super excited to have you here. This about launches don't have to kill you is something that's really near and dear to my heart, because I see so many people doing their program launches and those can be a lot. It can be a lot. It can really wear on your energy. It can really, you know, just take you down. So this is a good topic that we're going to be going over today. All right. So what are launches? They are just a way for you to promote your program and your offer in a big way to a lot of people all at once. And that's all it is. People are always like, ooh, launches. It's just a way for you to really get some excitement, get some buzz out there, and gather your people together so that you can teach them some things, give them some learning opportunities, give them some gold nuggets, and then make an offer of what of your program, your course, any kind of offer that you want. And it's such an amazing energy that can go with it. It's exciting. And, you know, you are all in when you do it. Your energy is all in. Everything is like, boom, boom, boom. You're going, everything's rolling. And I love it. It's so much fun. But this is where being in alignment with your own energy and flow comes in. All right. Really important here, because if you aren't aligned, that's where things can really go wrong. And, you know, the thing about launching is a lot of times you'll have these gurus telling you that you have to do it this way, or here's the right way, or here's the only way, or here's the way that we aren't all the same. And so our energy handles things differently. So that's why it's really important to have different launch strategies based on your energy and your needs. And that's where intuition comes in. And it's a lot of fun. I'm telling you, it can be so much fun. So if you follow human design, which is a big part of what I teach, and I follow it myself very strong, and really being mindful of your energy and honoring it, you know, the difference between honoring your energy is the difference between you having fun when you're launching, calling in your soulmate clients, making massive transformations during your launches, because of obviously I work with intuitive business owners, coaches, and healers, right? So we want those transformations, but it's also, if you're in alignment, it brings in a lot more money. And that's one of the reasons why you are putting your offers out there, right? Yes, you want transformations, but you want to make that income. And you know how I feel about working 3 days a week and making that six figures, totally doable. In fact, multiple and multiple six figures, it can be done. Okay. So if you don't follow it, if you don't follow your alignment, feeling totally fried, frustrated, let down, bringing in not so ideal clients when you're feeling this way. And when you do, and you're not in alignment, you also don't bring hardly any money in, if any. I've seen people have zero money coming in during launches, and that is no fun. So we want to make sure that your energy is as high vibe and that you're in alignment with who you are and your own flow. I had a friend once say, you know, you can't go with the flow. And I was like, you know what? You go with the flow because you make your own flow. And so that's when I learned, like, you can make your own flow and that's easy to follow. Then you can go with the flow, right? So, you know, I used to go all in without being in alignment. I just was go, 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 go. I was fried for weeks at a time afterward. One time, one of my launches, I think I was fried for like 2 months after. And it took me so much time to get back into that beautiful alignment flow. And that's the whole reason why I started doing energy work in the first place, was so that I could feel good again. I had autoimmune issues. I had fatigue. I had chronic pain. And I was looking for ways to feel good, and energy was it. So when I found that answer, I wanted to share it with more people. But then when I started doing launching the wrong way, not in alignment, not in tune with myself, not in my own flow, I started feeling my alignment going down, which is not a good thing, because then what happens is any of those pre-existing things that you had before, whether it's health or mental or spiritual, whatever that was, it creeps back in again. So with us, we have to make sure that we are staying in alignment at all times. All right. So I'm a manifesting generator, if you follow the human design, and I tried to be full on generator energy during those early launches. Okay. And yeah, I was able to get a lot done, and I did have some success, but success money-wise, but I needed it both ways. I needed to have money, and I needed to have my own alignment feeling good and really being able to still connect with my audience, right? So when you aren't, like for me, being a generator mode, go, 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 didn't work, all right? Yes, like I said, I made money, but I was fried for too long afterwards. So Manny Gens need some downtime. And every one of the types of human design, every one of your profile types is different. So we're just like fingerprints. Everyone has their own way of doing things. So want to make sure that you're paying attention to this. For me, being a Manny Gen, I need some downtime. I need breaks. Breaks are good for Manny Gens. We need to take step back. Plus, I'm an emotional authority. So I need to be able to ride that wave and be able to, like, when I'm having a low time, be able to honor that, take a step back. And then when I'm in a high time, go, go, go. It's fun. So it can really be, it's just about really finding that wave. Just like if you're a surfer, you don't go against the waves, you go with them and you ride them, right? So in my early launches, my energy felt drained, right? I was all on during the launch itself. I was giving my most, I was connecting to my people in a massively amazing way. And I did really well with that. And they saw the transformations during the launches, but I never took breaks. I had that masculine energy of go, 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 push, 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 push. And my soul started to feel like it was being sucked dry. All right. And it usually didn't hit me until like the day or two after the launch ending. And then I was like, it's like deer in headlight. You know, it's like, it's crazy. So what I do now is totally different. And it's what I teach my members of the Aligned and Limitless program. And not every launch style is for everyone. As I said a minute ago, just like we're all different, like we're all just like fingerprints, you have to find the launch style that works for you. And so a little bit of that could be trial and error, because we don't know what we're going to like until we're actually in it. We might think, oh my God, this is totally going to be great. But the cool thing is we get so much information every time we launch that we know we can even take parts of it and then incorporate it into the other style. And it's just beautiful that way. And as you are in launch mode, alignment has to, again, be a priority. Okay. That's really important. If it isn't, you will hate it. Okay. And in turn, again, push everything you want away, essentially repelling everything. So that's a repelling energy. We don't want that. You're not going to pull in your soulmate clients being that way. Hey, hey, we just got off an amazing call in the Shining Mentor Successful Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you're not a member there yet, please join. Every Monday at 12 Eastern Time, we do energy clearing around your blocks to success. We also go over some business strategy in there as well. It's so much fun. So I would love to see you in there. So again, go to the group, the Shining Mentor Successful Entrepreneurs group in Facebook. Love to have you. Just post in there that, you know, where you saw us. And, you know, every Monday we do some amazing clearings that help you really step up and out. So we want to make sure that we're in that alignment, that we're doing what we love. And most of the profiles, as long as you're doing, most of the human design profiles, as long as you're doing what you love, you have more energy. Like for instance, the straight on generator, if they're doing what they love, they have energy, like it's almost limitless. And every day they have to run it down because it's like they have to keep going until the end of the day, until the energy is like lower for them to go to sleep, right? But it has to be good energy. If they're doing what they hate, then the energy is not good and they don't feel that spark. And so that's not in alignment. Does that make sense? So the one thing, here's some of the things I pay attention to, okay, when I'm in launch mode now, and this is part of my strategy, is radical self-care is an absolute must, okay? For me, that's meditation, It could be walks. I usually do a mix of these. Nature, sea salt baths. Oh my gosh. So this brings a memory of one of my sons. I had a phone call and I was in the bedroom and he says to the person, my mother's in the bedroom medicating. And I'm like, I'm not medicating. I'm meditating. It was so funny. It's like, oh my gosh, what do they think? But it was so good because taking that time to meditate is so important. Just the wisdom comes in that silent place. All right. It's where we get the most downloads. It's where we're slowing everything down. Our body just loves that. Our energy loves that. And we're able to unload those things that no longer serve us. Okay. The next thing is clearing your energy several times a day. As you're engaging with so many people during these launches, you know, people are DMing and I love that. I love like people are reaching out to me. They're asking questions. They're in the group and we're DMing back and forth. And I'm really particular because I'm the one making contact in my Facebook profile, right? It's like, if you're talking to me, you're talking to me, not somebody else. So it's important to me that I feel into your energy and kind of be able to tune into that. So, but that is a lot of energy during those launches because you're engaging with so many people. And during this time, you need to be up with that, right? You need to have that energy high, all right? So that's making sure that you're clearing your energy off several times a day because everybody has their own stuff. I have my own stuff too. So clearing your energy and then shielding it is really a good thing, protecting your energy as well. So the other thing is going to bed early. It was one thing that I've paid attention to the last several launches is making sure that I get to bed early. And that is one of the most sleep, guys, sleep. It's so basic, but it's absolutely necessary. And then also the next thing is not sitting at the computer for too long. So taking breaks there. And that's something, again, it's a no-brainer, but people forget about it. They get in and your shoulders get all bunched up and you're like, you know, and it's like, relax, stand up, walk around, take a breather, like every 30 minutes at least. Okay. So, an exercise, don't throw your exercise out. I know for manifesting generators, exercise is massive for our energy. And so just making sure that you're taking the time to get your body moving every single day is key. Okay. And then another thing, drink lots of water. You know, energy requires water to move. And that's one of the things that we forget to do often. So I want you to make sure that you're remembering that easy thing to do. All right. Now, sometimes as we're working, people will ask questions or things will come up, like working on releasing any triggers that come up, those energy blocks that try to take you down. Like I had somebody ask me a question and I didn't get back to her right away. It was like several hours later when I went back into the DMs and she wasn't there anymore. And I was like, wow. So that could have triggered me. It didn't, but I was looking at it closely to make sure that I wasn't like, in the past, it would have been a trigger. I'm like, what did I do wrong? What da, da, da. No, it was just her stuff. And remembering that their stuff is not your stuff. What is yours are things that come up as a gift to be able to clear it, right? But if they're just having their own stuff, you just got to let it go. All right. So really noticing and releasing whatever comes up for you. Now, self-talk and mindset is a huge deal. All right. I see people working on blocks a ton, but then are talking about all the negatives, like things are going good, but they're bringing up, oh, I don't think I'm going to have this or this person's that, or I can't bring in the money here. It's like, bring in the positive, see yourself successful, talk to yourself in a positive way. Don't let doubt speak in your words or in your thoughts. Okay. Or even in your writing, shift your mindset. That's really important. If you find yourself going to the dark side, pull yourself back. You're going to be in that light side. Super important. And that's one of the things that I see is people digging for things to be wrong, looking for things to be wrong. You don't have to look for problems. If you look for problems, you'll find them. All right. Just allow them come up on their own in their own way. And as they do, you'll notice that your body, mind, and spirit prioritizes the level that you might not be aware of that needs to come up next. Allow that, trust that. When I first started working with energy, I was always trying to force, like I think I was having a neck migraine issue at that time. And I was trying to force things out instead of trusting that there might be a priority that my body that I don't see. Maybe that my body needed to go take care of first. If you had something really wrong inside your body that you didn't know about, wouldn't you want your body to take all that energy, going toward that first, right? And trust it, trust that it is always, its natural state is a healthy state. Your natural state is always healing. Your body's made to self-heal. It's the same with your spiritual side. It's the same with your self-growth. Trust that everything is going to come for you when it's needed in the priority that it's needed to be. Okay? Just be kind to yourself. All of this raises your vibration and brings back an alignment and attracts your dreamiest soulmate clients. So, which means, drum roll, more money. Woohoo! More money. That's what we want. Transformations and a lot of good money, right? I mean, is there really any bad money? But you know what I mean. So with all of this in place, you'll have fun with feeling so good, right? You'll be having so much fun. Now, does this mean that it doesn't work? No, it's still taking a lot of inspired action steps, okay? But it feels right. You're excited. Yes, you're going, but at the end of the day, you're tired, but it's in a good, healthy way, all right? This inspired action steps has to be taken. That's what the launching thing is all about. But it's all about you doing it in your strategic way and not doing a one size fits all. That's why my program is so transformational, is because we have different ways to help you find that way that's good for you, that's going to have the most impact and bring in the most money with the least amount of work and the least amount of expended energy. We don't want you to spend so much that you have nothing left for you. Okay. So I hope this has helped. All right, guys, you have a great week. If you need any help, post in the group. We want to hear about it. We want to hear what you're doing. It's so much fun to see all the beautiful things that are happening in your life, in your business, in your relationships. Because remember, when you work on one thing, you're working on everything. Everything's connected and everything shifts when you start working with energy. Okay? Take care. Bye. Hey, did you get something positive out of this episode? If so, please leave a review, clap, heart, and share this with your friends, and finally, subscribe to my podcast. I appreciate it, and it makes it possible for me to continue doing what I do best, which is help you reach your dreams. Bye.